Screaming woo. Sign up. This sentence uses the imperative. Imperative, mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The woo. Form of the verb. Scream. To sign up is used, which is the formal way of addressing someone. Marcher doucement. This means, walk softly. Marcher is the imperative form of the verb. Marcher. To walk, for the vous form, which is the polite way to address one or more people. Doucement is an adverb meaning softly. La guerre est mauvaise. War is bad. This sentence is a very simple declarative sentence. La is the definite article, meaning the, and it is feminine singular because guerre is feminine. Guerre is the noun, meaning war. Is the verb, to be, in the third person singular present tense. This tense is used for stating facts and truths. Mauvaise is the adjective, bad, in the feminine singular form to agree with the noun. Guerre. La guerre, c'est l'enfer. War is hell. Here's a breakdown of the sentence. La guerre. This is the feminine noun for war. The definite article. La is used because it is a general concept, not a specific war. C'est. This is a contraction of c'est. Meaning, it is. It is used here as a linking verb. L'enfer. This is the masculine noun, hell. The definite article. Elle is used because it is a specific and well-known place. The elle is a contraction of le, which is used before a word beginning with a vowel. This sentence uses a simple structure, subject-verb-complement, to convey a powerful and timeless message. Est-ce que j'avais tort? Was I wrong? Breakdown. Est-ce que? This is a common way to start a question in French, literally meaning, is it not? It's similar to the English, is it not? But often translated as, do you? Or, is it? In English. G. This is the contracted form of je. I, with the following verb. Avoir. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Avoir. To have. It indicates a past action, or state that was ongoing, or habitual. Tort. This means, wrong. This is the question mark in French. Key concepts. Question formation. The. Est-ce que. Construction is a common way to form questions in French. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to describe past actions, or states that were ongoing, or habitual. Contractions. The contraction. G. Is common in French, and is formed by combining the pronoun. Je. With the following verb. Avais-je tort? Was I wrong? This sentence is a question in the imparfait tense, which is used to express actions or states that were ongoing or habitual in the past. The imparfait is formed by conjugating the verb avoir to have in the imparfait tense and adding the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the verb avoir is conjugated as avait, and the past participle of the verb avoir is tort. The question mark at the end indicates that this is a question. Did I make a mistake? This is a simple question in the past tense, asking if the speaker did something wrong. Breakdown. Is the first person singular of the past tense of the verb. Avoir. To have. It is conjugated with the subject pronoun. Je. I, and the. At the end is a common feature of questions in French. It literally means, have I. U. Is the past participle of the verb. Avoir. Which means, had, in this case. Or. Means, wrong, or, mistake. So, the entire sentence translates to, have I had wrong? Or more naturally, did I make a mistake? Faisait-il froid? Was it cold? This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which is used to describe actions, or states that were happening in the past. It is also a negative interrogative sentence, which means it is asking a question about something that did not happen. Faisait-il is the verb faire. To do slash to make, in the imperfect tense, and in the third person singular. It is conjugated with the pronoun il. He slash it. Froid means cold, and is an adjective. Therefore, the full sentence translates to, was it cold? Est-ce qu'il faisait froid? Was it cold? The sentence uses the imperfect tos of the verb faire to do, which is faisait was doing. This tense is used to describe an ongoing action in the past. The verb faire is used in this case to describe the weather. Froid. Cold is an adjective describing the weather. The sentence structure is an inversion of the subject and verb, making it a question. Est-ce que is it that? Is used to form a question, but it is not necessary in this case. The sentence could be written as faisait-il froid? Était-ce bon? Was that good? This is a simple question in the past tense. Était is the past tense of the verb être. To be, conjugated in the third person singular. Ce is a pronoun meaning, that. Bon is an adjective meaning, good. Bon is being used as an adjective, modifying the noun. Ce. The question mark indicates that this is an interrogative sentence. Inscrit-toi. The English translation is, sign up. Here is the breakdown of the French phrase. Inscrire is the imperative form of the verb. Inscrire. Which means, to sign up, or, to register. The imperative form is used to give a direct command. Toi is the object pronoun, you, in the familiar form. This is used when talking to someone you know well, like a friend. The phrase inscris-toi is a common way of giving the command to sign up, especially in a casual setting. C'était bon. It was good. This sentence is a simple question in the past tense. C'est is a contraction of ce. This, and était was, which is the imperfect tense of être. To be bon is the masculine adjective meaning good. This sentence literally translates to, was it good? but is more naturally translated as, it was good. Nous le savons tous. We all know it. This sentence uses the pronoun, nous. Nous. Which means, we. The verb, savoir. Savoir. Means, to know, and it is conjugated in the present tense, first person plural, which is, we. The direct object pronoun, le. Le. Means, it. The word, tous. Tous. Means, all, and it modifies, nous. Nous. Meaning, all of us. Nous le savons tout. We all know it. Nous. Nous. We. This is the first person plural pronoun. Le. Le. It. This is the masculine singular definite article, used to refer to a previously mentioned thing. Savons. Savons. No. This is the first person plural present tense conjugation of the verb. Savoir. To know. Touts. Tout. All. This is the feminine plural adjective, agreeing with the implied noun, femmes, women. It emphasizes that all the women involved know something. The sentence implies a group of women talking about something they all agree on. Nous démissionnons tous. We are all resigning. Nous. We. Subject pronoun, pronoun. Démissionnons. Are resigning, present tense of. Démissionner. To resign, verb. Tous. All, adjective, adjective. Nous démissionnons tout. We are all resigning. Breakdown. Nous. Nous. We, subject pronoun, plural. First person, démissionnons. Démissionnons. Present tense of the verb démissionner. Démissionner. To resign, in the first person plural form. Touts. Tout. All, feminine plural adjective. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. The verb démissionnons. Démissionnons. Agrees in number, and person with the subject nous. Nous. Adjective agreement. The adjective touts. Tout. Agrees in gender, and number with the implied noun, women. Nous arrêtons tout. We are all stopping. This sentence uses the nous form of the verb arrêter. Which means, to stop. The verb is conjugated in the present tense, indicating that the action is happening now. Breakdown. Nous. Colon, this is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we. Arrêtons. Colon, this is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Arrêter. For the first person plural. Tout. Colon, this is the feminine plural form of the adjective. Tout. Meaning, all. It is used here to emphasize that the action of stopping applies to all members of the group. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb. Arrêter. Is conjugated in the present tense to indicate that the action is happening in the present moment. Pronoun agreement. The pronoun. Nous. Agrees in number, and person with the verb. Arrêtons. Adjective agreement. The adjective. Tout. Agrees in gender, and number with the implied noun, which is the group of people being referred to. Nous arrêtons tous. We are all stopping. Nous. Nous. Is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we. Arrêtons. Arrêtons. Is the first person plural present tense conjugation of the verb arrêter. Arrêter. meaning to stop. Tooth. Tooth. Is the masculine plural adjective meaning all? This sentence uses the present tense and is in the affirmative form. It is a simple and straightforward statement expressing a collective action. Nous travaillons tous. We are all working. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating an ongoing action. Breakdown. Nous. This is the subject pronoun, we. Travaillons. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Travailler. To work. It is in the first person plural. Tous. This is the adjective, all, which modifies the subject pronoun. Key concepts. Present tense. This tense is used to describe actions happening now. Subject-verb agreement. The verb conjugation. Travaillons. Must agree with the subject pronoun. Nous. In number and person. Adjective agreement. The adjective. Tous. Agrees in number and gender with the noun it modifies, which is understood to be people in this case. Nous travaillons toutes. We all work. This sentence is in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now. Nous. Nous. Is the subject pronoun for we and is used with a plural verb. Travaillons. Travaillons. Is the present tense verb, to work, conjugated in the first person plural. It is a regular verb, meaning it follows standard conjugation rules. Touts. Tout. Is the feminine plural form of the adjective, all. It agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, which is the implied subject, we. It can also be used as a pronoun in this case, meaning it is understood to be replacing the noun. This sentence uses the feminine plural form of the verb to indicate that the subject is made up of only women. Nous sommes ici. We are here. The sentence is in the présent tense, which is the present tense in French. The subject of the sentence is nous, which means we. The verb is sommes, which is the conjugated form of the verb être, which means to be. Finally, the object of the sentence is ici, which means here. Laisse tomber. Let it go. This is an informal expression, meaning to forget something or give up on it. The literal translation would be let fall. The verb laisser is the infinitive form of the verb to let. It is conjugated in the imperative form, which is used to give commands or make requests. The pronoun la refers to the object that is being let go of. This object is implied in the context of the sentence, and could be a problem, a task, or a person. Tomber is the infinitive form of the verb, to fall. It is used here in the sense of, to let go of, or, to give up on. Nous y sommes. We are there. This is a very simple sentence in French that uses the pronoun nous, we, and the verb être, to be. Nous is the subject pronoun, meaning we. Sommes is the first person plural present indicative form of être, meaning are. E is an adverb that indicates a place that has already been mentioned or understood in context. Here, it refers to the location in question. This sentence literally translates to we are there. The there refers to a specific location that has already been mentioned or understood in the conversation. Nous mangeons des œufs. We were eating eggs. breakdown. News. New. Colon, this is the pronoun, we, in the plural form. Mangans. This is the imperfect tense of the verb, manger. Manger. To eat. The imperfect tense in French describes an action that was happening in the past. Des. This is the plural indefinite article meaning, some, or, any. Oeufs. Colon, this is the plural noun, eggs. Key concepts. Imperfect tense. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions, or states that were ongoing in the past. Indefinite articles. In French, indefinite articles like, des, mais, are used to indicate that a noun is unspecified, or not specific. Nous mangeâmes des œufs. We ate eggs. The sentence. Nous mangeâmes des œufs. Is in the past tense, and uses the passé simple, which is used for completed actions in the past. Nous. Is the subject pronoun meaning, we. Mangeâmes. Is the verb, to eat, in the passé simple conjugated in the first person plural. Mais. Is the partitive article used with plural nouns like. Meaning, eggs. Is the plural noun meaning, eggs. Nous nous sommes séparés. We broke up. Breakdown. News. Nous. This is the plural form of the pronoun, we. Sommes. Somme. This is the present indicative of the verb, être, to be. News, we, is the subject, and the verb is conjugated accordingly. This is the perfect tense, so we have, sommes. Somme. Because it is composed of, être, to be, in the present tense conjugated for the subject, news, we, plus the past participle, séparés. 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 This is the past participle of the verb, séparer, to separate. This means that the separation is completed. The verb, si séparer. Se séparer. To break up, is a pronominal verb, meaning it uses a reflexive pronoun. In this case, the pronoun is, nous. Nous. Because it is referring back to the subject, nous. Nous. We. The reflexive pronoun adds the idea of, separating from each other. In English, nous nous sommes séparés. Nous nous sommes séparés. Is a common way to express the idea of a romantic relationship ending. Nous nous sommes séparés. We separated. Breakdown. Nous. This is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, we. Nous sommes. This is the reflexive verb, to be, in the past tense. The reflexive pronoun, nous, is used here, because the action of separating is done to oneself. Séparer. This is the past participle of the verb, to separate. It is used in the feminine plural form, because the subject, nous, is plural and feminine. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs. These are verbs where the action is done to the subject. They require a reflexive pronoun, e.g. se. Nous. Vous. Etc. Past participle. This is the form of the verb used with the auxiliary verbs. Avoir. To have, or. Être. To be, to form compound tenses. In this sentence, the past participle, séparer, agrees in gender and number with the subject. Nous nous séparâmes. We separated. The sentence uses the passé simple, simple past tense, which is commonly used in written French, particularly in literary works and formal contexts. Nous. We Subject pronoun, plural. Nous. Ourselves, reflexive pronoun, plural. Séparam. Separated, past participle of the verb. Se séparer. To separate, in the passé simple. Tense. The reflexive pronoun. Nous. Emphasizes that the separation involved both parties equally. It's like saying, we separated from each other. Nous éclatâmes de rire. We burst out laughing. This sentence uses the passé simple tense, which is a past tense used primarily in formal writing, or literature in French. Nous. Nous. Means, we, and is the subject pronoun. Éclatâmes. Éclatâmes. Is the passé simple form of the verb éclater. Éclater. Meaning, to burst, or, to explode. Here, it conveys the sudden, and forceful nature of their laughter. De rire. De rire. Means, of laughter, and acts as a prepositional phrase modifying the verb éclatâmes. Éclatâmes. It clarifies the type of outburst that occurred. So, the sentence literally translates to, we burst of laughter, but the meaning is, we burst out laughing. The passé simple tense gives the sentence a more dramatic and literary feel. Nous avons éclaté de rire. We burst out laughing. The sentence. Nous avons éclaté de rire. Is a simple sentence in the past tense. Let's break it down. Nous. Is the subject pronoun meaning, we. Avons. Is the present tense of the auxiliary verb. Avoir. Meaning, to have. It's used to form the past tense in this case. Éclaté. Is the past participle of the verb. Éclaté. Meaning, to burst. The past participle agrees in number and gender with the subject, which is plural. De is a preposition meaning of. Rire is a noun meaning laughter. The structure is similar to English. It uses a subject, verb, and object. The verb is in the past tense. The word order is also the same. This sentence is a common way to express the action of bursting out laughing. Nous avons rompu. We broke up. Nous. Is the subject pronoun, we. Avons. Is the present tense conjugation of the verb, avoir, to have, which is used to form the passé composé, a common verb tense in French. Rompu. Is the past participle of the verb, rompre, to break, and is used in conjunction with, avoir, to form the passé composé. The entire sentence translates to, we have broken, but in the context of a relationship, it is understood to mean, we broke up. Nous pouvons entendre. We can hear. This sentence is in the présent. Present. Tense, which is used to describe actions happening now, or habitual actions. The subject is nous. We, and the verb is pouvoir. To be able to can, conjugated in the présent. Tense to match the plural subject. This makes the verb pouvoir. We can. The infinitive. Entendre. To hear, follows. This combination is used to express ability. The présent tense is a very common tense in French, used to describe a wide range of actions and situations. Pas grave. It's not a big deal. Breakdown. Pas means not. Grave means serious. This phrase is a casual way of saying, it's not serious, or, don't worry about it. It's often used to dismiss something that is not a major problem.
Nous pouvons nous rencontrer.
We can meet. This sentence uses the verb pouvoir.
Pouvoir.
Which means, to be able to, or, can. In this case, it's used in the present tense, so it indicates that we have the ability to meet.
Nous.
Nous. Is the subject pronoun for we, and rencontre.
Rencontrer.
Means, to meet. The entire sentence can be interpreted as a suggestion, or an expression of willingness to meet.
Nous savons nager.
We know how to swim.
Nous.
Is the subject pronoun, we, in French.
Savons.
Is the verb, to know, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person plural.
Nager.
Is the infinitive form of the verb, to swim. The phrase literally translates to, we know, how, to swim.
Nous pouvons discuter.
We can discuss. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to, conjugated in the first person plural. The infinitive.
Discuter.
To discuss, follows, and is in the infinitive form.
Nous pouvons attendre.
We can wait. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we.
Pouvons.
This is the verb, to be able, conjugated in the first person plural present tense. It is a modal verb, which means it is used with another verb to express ability, possibility, or permission.
Attendre.
This is the infinitive verb, to wait. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, who wants, is conjugated in the first person plural to agree with the subject, nous. Modal verb. The modal verb,
pouvoir,
indicates that the action of waiting is possible.
Nous ne pouvons y aller.
We cannot go there. This sentence uses the negative construction with the negative adverb.
Ne.
Before the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able, and the negative pronoun.
Pas.
After the verb. The pronoun.
E.
Refers to a place that was previously mentioned, or understood in the context. The verb.
Aller.
To go, is in the infinitive form, which is used after the modal verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able.
Nous ne pouvons nous y rendre.
We can't go there. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we, in the plural.
Ne.
This is a negation particle, meaning, not. It's used in conjunction with
pouvoir
to create the negative form of the verb.
Pouvoir.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb
pouvoir
to be able to, in the first person plural.
Nous.
This is the reflexive pronoun, ourselves, in the plural, indicating that the action of going is performed by the subject themselves.
E.
This is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned location. In this case, it likely refers to a place previously discussed in the conversation.
Rendre.
This is the infinitive verb, to go, in the reflexive form, meaning, to go to. Key concepts. Negation in French. The negation is formed by using
ne
before the conjugated verb. Reflexive verbs. Reflexive verbs are verbs that take a reflexive pronoun, which indicates that the subject performs the action on themselves. Pronoun
e
colon, this pronoun is used to replace a previously mentioned place.
Nous ne pouvons pas y aller.
We cannot go there. This sentence uses the negative construction in French, which is formed by using the word ne before the verb, and the word pas after it.
Nous
is the subject pronoun, meaning we.
Ne
is the negative particle, meaning not.
Pouvons
is the conjugated verb, to be able to, in the present tense, third person plural.
Pas
is the negative particle, meaning not.
E
is a pronoun that stands in for a place previously mentioned in the context.
Aller
is the infinitive verb, to go. Key concepts. Negative construction.
Ne
pas. Subject pronoun.
Nous.
Conjugated verb.
Pouvons.
Pronoun.
E.
Nous ne pouvons pas nous y rendre. We can't go there. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we. It is in the plural form.
Ne.
This is the negation particle, not.
Pouvons.
This is the verb, to be able, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person plural, meaning, we can.
Pas.
This is the adverb, not, which reinforces the negation.
Nous.
This is the reflexive pronoun, ourselves.
E.
This is the adverb, there. It refers to a place already mentioned in the context.
On.
This is the verb, to go, in the infinitive form. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses a double negation with
ne
and
pas
to emphasize the impossibility of going there. Reflexive pronoun. The reflexive pronoun
nous
emphasizes that the action of going is done by the subject themselves. Adverb of place.
E
is an adverb of place that refers to a place already understood in the context. It helps to indicate the destination of the action.
Nous ne pouvons pas partir.
We cannot leave. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the subject pronoun, we, in French.
Ne.
This is the negative particle, not, in French. It is used in combination with pas to form the negation, not.
Pouvons.
This is the verb, to be able to, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person plural, we.
Pas.
This is the negative particle, not, in French. It is used in combination with ni to form the negation, not.
Partir.
This is the verb, to leave, in the infinitive form. Key concepts. Negation in French. French uses a double negation with ni and pas to create the equivalent of not. Verb conjugation. The verb pouvoir, to be able to, is conjugated in the present tense and first person plural to agree with the subject, nous, we.
Nous nous en sommes bien tirés.
We got away with it. Breakdown.
Nous.
Nous. Colon, we, pronoun in the first person plural, we, us, nous en sommes.
Nous en sommes.
Colon, we are out of it, this is an idiomatic expression in French that means, we got away with it, by en.
Yeah.
Colon, well, good to raise.
Tire.
Colon, pulled, past participle of the verb tire.
Tire.
To pull. Key concepts. Idioms. French idioms are often difficult for English speakers to understand, because they don't translate literally. This is an example of an idiomatic expression. Pronoun placement. In French, pronouns are often placed before the verb, especially in compound tenses. Past participle agreement. In French, the past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object if it comes before the verb. In this sentence, the past participle to raise, dire, agrees with the direct object nous.
Nous.
À plus tard. See you later. This phrase is a common, informal way of saying goodbye in French. À is a preposition that means to or at in this context. Plus means more or later. Tard means late. So literally, the phrase means to later or at later.
Nous nous en sommes bien tirés.
We got out of it well. Breakdown. Nous.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun, plural, nous en sommes, we are out of it, literally, we are of it, en.
Ah.
Of it, from it, pronoun used to avoid repeating a previously mentioned noun, sommes.
Somme.
Ah, present tense of être.
Et.
To be, by en.
Bien.
Well, adverb, to raise.
Dire.
Pulled, past participle of tire.
Dire.
To pull. Key concepts. Pronoun, en. This pronoun substitutes for a previously mentioned noun, in this case, the implied situation, or difficulty they were in. Past participle agreement. The past participle, to raise, agrees with the subject, nous, feminine plural. Note. Nous nous en sommes by en to raise, implies a positive outcome after a difficult, or challenging situation.
Nous avons fait cela.
We did that. Breakdown.
Nous.
This is the pronoun, we, in French. It's the subject of the sentence.
Avons.
This is the present tense of the verb, avoir, to have, conjugated in the first person plural. Here, it acts as an auxiliary verb, meaning it helps form the past participle of the main verb.
Faire.
This is the past participle of the verb, faire, to do slash make. Since it's used with avoir, it agrees in gender and number with the direct object, which is understood to be cela, that.
Cela.
This pronoun means that and refers to something previously mentioned or understood in context. This sentence uses the passé composé, compound past tense, which is a common way to express completed actions in the past. The passé composé is formed by using the auxiliary verb avoir or être to be followed by the past participle of the main verb.
On a fait ça.
We did that. This is a simple past tense sentence. Breakdown.
On.
This is the pronoun we in the subject form.
Ah.
This is the auxiliary verb to have in the past tense, which is used to form the past tense of most verbs in French.
Faire.
This is the past participle of the verb to do, which is
faire.
In French. Key concepts. Past tense. The sentence uses the past tense to indicate that the action took place in the past. Auxiliary verb. The auxiliary verb is essential in forming the past tense in this sentence. Past participle. The past participle.
Faire.
Agrees with the subject in gender and number. In this case, the subject is we, which is masculine plural. Translation using eSpeak NG. The sentence can be translated using eSpeak NG as on a fait ça. The pronunciation of each word is important to get the correct meaning. Nous mangeons de la viande. We are eating meat. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the pronoun nous, we, and the verb manger. To eat, conjugated in the present tense for the plural subject. The preposition de of is used with the article la, the, before the noun viande, meat, to indicate that we are eating a specific type of meat, not just any kind. Nous l'avons trouvé. We found it. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that happened in the past and are now completed. Nous is the subject pronoun, meaning we. Elle is a contracted form of le, the masculine definite article, and the direct object pronoun le, meaning it, in this case. Avoir is the present tense of the auxiliary verb avoir, meaning to have. Trouver is the past participle of the verb trouver, meaning to find. The sentence structure follows the typical pattern of the passé composé: colon, subject plus auxiliary verb plus past participle. On s'est perdu. We got lost. Breakdown. On. On. Is a pronoun meaning we, in this case. S-est. S'est. Is a contraction of C-E-S-T. S'est. Which is the reflexive pronoun C. S'est. And the verb être. Être. To be, in the third person singular form. This reflexive construction emphasizes that the action of getting lost applies to both subjects. Perdus. Perdu. Is the past participle of the verb perdre. Perdre. To lose. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. The use of si. Se. Indicates that the action of getting lost is done to oneself. Past participle agreement. The past participle perdus. Perdu. Agrees in gender and number with the direct object nous. Nous. We, which is implied in the reflexive construction. Nous nous sommes perdus. We got lost. This sentence uses the reflexive pronoun nous. We, with the reflexive verb se perdre. To get lost. The verb is in the passé composé, which is the past tense for completed actions. It is formed by combining the auxiliary verb être. To be, conjugated in the past tense, in this case. Sommes. We are, with the past participle of the verb perdu. Lost. Nous aidons Tom. We are helping Tom. Breakdown. Nous. This is the subject pronoun for we, in French. It's plural, and used for both masculine and feminine subjects. Aidons. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb aider, to help. It's in the first person plural, meaning we. Tom. This is the direct object of the sentence, indicating who is being helped. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, aidons, agrees with the plural subject, nous. Direct object. Tom, is the direct object, because it is the receiver of the action of the verb, aider. Present tense. The verb is in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now. Nous connaissons Tom. We know Tom. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the nous form of the verb connaître, which means to know. Nu. Is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we. Connaissu. Is the present tense conjugation of connaître. For the first person plural. Tom. Is the proper noun for the person being known. Nous le connaissons. We know him. Breakdown. Nous. This is the subject pronoun, we, in French. It is used when the subject of the verb is plural, and includes the speaker. Le. This is the direct object pronoun, him. It refers to a male person previously mentioned. Connaissez-vous. This is the present tense form of the verb, connaître, which means, to know. The ending, ons, indicates that the verb is conjugated in the first person plural, meaning, we. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Connaissez-vous. Agrees with the subject. Nous. In number, and person. Direct object pronoun. Le. Acts as the direct object of the verb. It receives the action of the verb, knowing. Parle. Take it. The verb. Par. Is the imperative form of the verb. Prendre. To take. It is in the second person singular, meaning it is addressed to one person, you. Le. Is the direct object pronoun, referring to a masculine noun that has already been mentioned, or is understood from the context. The exclamation point signifies that this is a command, or an imperative sentence. On le connaît. We know him. This sentence is in the O. 1. Le. Him. Connaît. No structure. O. Is a pronoun meaning one or we in this context, and it is the subject of the verb. Connaît. Le. Is a direct object pronoun meaning him, referring to a male person. Connaît. Is the third person singular form of the verb. Connaître. To know, conjugated in the present tense. The sentence is in the affirmative form, indicating that the speaker confirms knowledge of the male person in question. Nous te connaissons. We know you. This sentence is in the présent. Present tense, and uses the nous. We form of the verb connaître. To know. The object pronoun te refers to you in the familiar form. Nous vous connaissons. We know you. This sentence is in the présent tense, which is the present tense in French. The subject is nous. We, and the verb is connaissez-vous. No. The object is vous. You. The sentence uses the form pronominal of the verb connaître. To know. This is because the object pronoun vous comes before the verb. The phrase vous connaissez-vous can be literally translated as we know you, but it is more natural in English to say we know you. Nous aimons bien Tom. We like Tom. Nous is the subject pronoun we in French. Aimons is the present tense verb to like in the first person plural. Bien means well or a lot, and is used to modify the verb aimer. Tom is the proper noun, the name Tom in French. Nous aimons Tom. We like Tom. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the new form of the verb ma, which means to like. The object of the verb is Tom, which is a proper noun. The sentence structure is simple, and follows the subject-verb-object pattern. Nous apprécions Tom. We appreciate Tom. This sentence uses the nous, we, subject pronoun, and the verb apprécions. The present tense of the verb apprécier, to appreciate. The verb is conjugated in the first person plural to agree with the subject. Tom is the direct object of the verb, meaning that he is the one who is being appreciated. Nous l'apprécions. We appreciate it. The sentence is a simple affirmation in the present tense. Let's break down the parts. Nous. This is the subject pronoun, we. Elle. This is a contraction of le, and the direct object pronoun, la, it. It signifies the object being appreciated. Apprécions. This is the present tense form of the verb, apprécier, to appreciate, conjugated for the plural subject, nous, we. Key concepts. Direct object pronouns. The object pronoun elle directly receives the action of the verb apprécier. Verb conjugation. The verb apprécions is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. Nous l'aimons bien. We like him slash her slash it well. Nous. We, subject pronoun. Plural. Elle. Him slash her slash it, direct object pronoun. Aime. Love slash like, verb, aime, in the present tense, first person plural. Yeah. Well, adverb. This sentence uses the direct object pronoun. Elle. To replace the object of the verb, which is not explicitly stated. The adverb. Bien. Modifies the verb. Aimer. And emphasizes the degree of liking. Nous adorons Tom. We love Tom. This sentence uses the nous. We, pronoun, which is always used with verbs conjugated in the first person plural, like. Adorons. The verb. Adorer. Means, to love, and is conjugated here in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now, or habitually. The object of the sentence is Tom. Nous vous aimons. We love you. This is a simple sentence in the present tense of the verb aimer, which means to love. Nous means we, a plural pronoun. That is the subject of the sentence. Vous is the object pronoun, and refers to the person, or people being loved. It is important to note that the conjugation of aimer changes based on the subject pronoun. This conjugation is aimer, because the subject is nous. Prenez-le. Take it. This sentence is a command in the imperative form. Prenez is the imperative form of the verb prendre. To take, in the plural form. It means take, and is directed at multiple people. Le is the masculine singular direct object pronoun, meaning it or him. It refers to something or someone previously mentioned. The full meaning of the sentence is take it or take him. depending on the context.
OM. We love you.
This sentence expresses love and affection towards someone. Let's break it down. On.
O.
Is a pronoun meaning we. It's the subject of the verb.
T.
Te. Is a contraction of T.
Te.
Which means you. It's the object of the verb.
Aim.
M. Is the verb to love in the present tense. It's conjugated in the third person plural because the subject is on.
O.
Which is plural. The contraction of T.
Te.
To. T.
Te.
Is common in spoken and informal French. It's a very casual and endearing way to say, we love you.
On vous aime.
We love you. This sentence expresses affection and is directed at the person being addressed. Breakdown.
On.
This is the pronoun, we, in the subject form.
Vous.
This is the pronoun, you, in the formal form. It is used when addressing someone you do not know well, someone older, or someone in a position of authority.
M.
This is the verb, to love, in the present tense, conjugated for the third person plural, they, you formal, one. Key concepts. Formal, you. French has two forms of, you. Two, informal, and, vous, formal. In this case,
vous
is used because the sentence is directed at someone who is not a close friend or family member. Verb conjugation. The verb
aim
is conjugated in the present tense to agree with the subject, we.